This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
Hey sports fans, BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB to golf to the NBA and NHL playoffs. Get the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams, and you can get the latest odds, lines, including the latest matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head on over to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, it's where the game starts. You know, here on the ML Sports Platter, I like to cover a wide range of topics. Even during your team's offseason, there's always a story to break, right? Including free agent signings, coaching changes, draft picks, and more. If you've been listening to my podcast for a while, you'll know I'm a proud Bonnie. St. Bonaventure University gives its students a solid foundation and has trained many journalists that you know and love from ESPN and other leading media organizations across the globe. Their online Master of Arts in Sports Journalism builds podcasting, interviewing, and research skills needed in a changing media landscape right now. Students learn how to follow high professional standards as they tell nuanced stories about the sports we love. You don't need writing or broadcasting experience to start the program, just simply a passion for the profession. There's no application fee or graduate exam scores to apply, and you can complete the program in less than 2 years. Yes, less than 2 years. Get in touch with an enrollment advisor today at sbujournalism.com to learn how you can become a sports journalist and a Bonnie. That's sbujournalism.com. SBUjournalism.com.
At CH Insurance, your family is our family. We take pride in protecting you, your loved ones, and the things that matter most with the best personal coverage at the best premium. From home and auto insurance to boat, motorcycle, renter's insurance, CH finds the exact coverage you need without breaking the bank.
They believe in their community and care about those they do business with. I have both personal and business policies with CH, and there's never a doubt they're in my corner.
CH Insurance, in your corner, every day, every way.
Hi, this is Bob Costas, and you're listening to the ML Sports Platter.
ML Sports Platter back with you all over the major platforms. Download, subscribe, rate, and review as we are brought to you by Camillus Golf Club. 18 holes of championship golf, awesome food and drink before, during, and after your round, and you can book your tournament there as well. Camillus Golf Club is the official golf course of the ML Sports Platter. Log on today to CamillusGolfClub.com. That's CamillusGolfClub.com. Don't forget about Camillus Golf Club Ladies Clinic and wine tastings coming up every single Thursday this summer, May 30th, June 13th, 20th, 27th. It's $40 each session, and it is hosted by PGA professional Stevie A, and it's a great place to be. 6 o'clock p.m., of course, putting, chipping, full swing, fun night, and you can call 315-672-3770 to sign up. That's 315-672-3770 to sign up. And I'm telling you, man, you got to go to the website as well, because they've got this awesome, like above the course sort of tour of number 10 and a bunch of different holes that are on the course. It's just a spectacular place to play golf. I love it. The finishing hole 18 is on there. It's just, I think it's taken basically from a drone, and you can book a tee time right there. You can see the calendar, find out more about the membership info as well. Camillus Golf Club, a shot maker's course, the official golf course of the ML Sports Platter. As I record this, I would go out right now, but it just won't stop raining in central New York. We're also brought to you by CH Insurance, Burn Dairy, Rosie's Corner, and Brewerton Ace Hardware. All your pool supplies, steel products, and lawnmowers, get it all at Brewerton Ace Hardware, a proud ML Sports Platter sponsor. Route 11 in front of the Brewerton Bridge in Brewerton if you are in and around central New York. So I got one more team in the NFL's AFC West division for a single team NFL draft recap, and that team is the silver and black of the Las Vegas Raiders. And look, everybody in this division, as we know, is chasing the Kansas City Chiefs, right? There's no secret to it. They're all chasing the Kansas City Chiefs. And what did the Vegas Raiders do in this draft to chase the Chiefs? Well, they got a tight end who many people think could be the next Travis Kelce. Brock Bowers out of Georgia. Many people had him between 10 and 15 as the overall, you know, as an overall player. You know, I think he's one of the top 10 players in this NFL draft. 6'4", 250. There's nothing he can't do. He's a tight end receiver hybrid. Led Georgia in receiving the last 3 years. He's just an absolute monster, right? He can get open quickly, makes plays, makes the first guy miss. He's an awesome blocker, top end speed. I mean, what can't this guy do? He's instinctive. He's great in the red zone, the footwork, the hands, the route running. It's all there. And as we know, the Raiders used last year's second rounder on Notre Dame tight end Michael Mayer. Now, you might think it's a surprising move, but if you're looking around the league right now, we've seen the proliferation of two tight end sets across the NFL. We're seeing that go on all over the place. That's why the Chiefs did what they did in the draft. That's why the Bills signed Dawson Knox and then drafted Dalton Kincaid. We're seeing this all the time. We're seeing more two tight end. We're going to see more shorter stuff instead of long, deep bombs. It's methodical, and quarterbacks developing within a 6 to 10 yard frame before the 15 to 25 yard frame. Offenses are going this way. There's going to be more dinking and dunking, reversing, running game, slot stuff, gadget stuff, and the two tight end set is going to be used. And then from there, you can use somebody out on the X and really, really stretch the field. So we're seeing a lot more of this right now. Bowers can play the slot. He can play outside. He can do whatever the hell he wants, really. And he's a bargain at this number. I mean, they got Brock Bowers at number 13 overall. That's ridiculous, because I think he's at least a top 10 player in this draft. And I just think there's some huge positional value here, big time. Meanwhile, the Raiders had 7 other picks. They take Oregon center Jackson Powers Johnson in the second round. And I think the word for the Vegas Raiders in the draft would be value. Because where they drafted their first 5 guys in this draft, I think they're all huge. I think they're all really, really good players. But I mean, Bowers could be a legend, but I think they're all huge value picks. Jackson Powers Johnson is just a powerful player. He's a center, 6'4", 330, and he's just an outstanding center. He really is. By the way, he's the first Oregon and Pac-12 player to win the Remington Trophy as the nation's most outstanding center. He's just an awesome run blocker, big power, excellent size, strength, vision. He takes down the second level of defense. He's a former wrestler. He's got awesome hands and balance. He's got a great punch. Just a tremendous, tremendous draft here, pick here for Vegas. So remember, they signed center Cody Whitehair in free agency, and the Raiders add the Oregon interior lineman as well. And so, you know, you've got an awesome, awesome array of guys, in my opinion. Now, he played center, but you can move him to the interior, put him at guard. He was the top center on a lot of people's boards. A lot of people love his potential at guard. He's got so much power at the point of attack. He's got control on defenders. And the Raiders had a top 5 need at guard entering the draft, no doubt. And this is what's funny about the NFL draft. You have a top 5 need at guard, but you take a center in the second round, right? And you basically turn the center pick in the second round into your top 5 need without blowing a first rounder on it. Seems smart, you know, from a front office standpoint. Now, whether he pans out, I don't know, but it's an indirect move to get your guard with a high-value pick. It's that simple. Delmar Glaze, Maryland offensive tackle. The Vegas Raiders made no bones about it, right? Improved the O-line. 6'5", 320. Started 16 games at left tackle, 16 games at right. Length, kick step, balance, speed, down the field. Takes the edge away from the rushers. And he's got great technique. Big time powerful punch. Right? He can jolt linebackers in the second deck of the defense. And so, remember too, you have Jermaine Elmanor, who left in free agency, and the Raiders needed a tackle to, you know, come in and compete with Munford Jr. And so you've got something here maybe with Glaze, right? He can play both left and right, but he's a little reach. He's a little bit of a reach at that juncture. I mean, you're taking him in the third. Probably could have gotten something a lot more than just, I don't want to say just a tackle because it sounds disrespectful, but if you look at the third round and you're going down at all these picks, you know, they take him at 77 overall. You know, they could have taken like a Jermaine Burton, Alabama wide receiver, right? They could have had Roman Wilson from Michigan there. They could have had a lot of different players, you know. I mean, hell, I like Dwayne Carter out of Duke, who went to the Bills at that point. Peyton Wilson from NC State, I think the Steelers stole him in the late round there. He's one of my favorite players in the draft. You could have had him. So maybe for what... And again, the other two picks were value for sure. This one probably not, actually, now that I think about it. I said it, but I was wrong. Probably could have gotten more for that spot. But they want O-line, they got O-line. Meanwhile, Mississippi State cornerback Deca Marion Richardson. You know, after the first couple of studs in this draft, 6'2", 190. He's a big length guy, a big frame guy, speed. Second quickest 10-yard split at the combine, and they love the burst. Reliable tackler, played on the biggest stage in the SEC. They like all that he has to offer from being an aggressive run defender who flashes that big punch, and he can slip blocks. And again, played in the SEC. Fourth round, love the value here. Speaking of loving value, Tommy Eichenberg, linebacker, Ohio State. 6'3", 235. Speed, agility, side to side, played in the Big Ten. There's the ball. I'm going to go get it. We see these linebackers all the time coming from Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State, Michigan State, Iowa. We see them, Purdue. We see them come all the time in the NFL draft. Eichenberg appears to be just that. Two-time team captain. Here we go again, right, with the linebacker spot. We hear this all the time. Led Ohio State in tackles with 120 in 2022. Stop me if you've heard this description all over the Big Ten before. Seriously. Shoots the hands, stands up the blockers, eats people up. Great in space. He can get inside, stop the run. Right, he closes angles. Huge effort. Maximum ball hawking. Plays to the whistle, right? Whistle blow. I mean, these are all things that we hear all the time from Big Ten people, right? And he gets to the depth and reads the quarterback's eyes in that underneath zone coverage. Wow. Hello again with the Big Ten linebacker. I mean, that literally describes it. He got him in the fifth round. Love that pick. Love that pick. Played on the big stage as well. Every game's a Super Bowl. Penn State, Michigan, 100,000 people. Every friggin' week. Horseshoe, on the road. Right? Crazy fan base. You go to the NFL, do you think the Vegas fan base is going to be too much of a pressure cooker for him? Please. Please. Ohio State's one of the top 3 to 5 brands in all of college football. I would say. One of the 3 to 5 biggest brands in college football. Huge fan base, enormous pressure on the road and at home. Well, who are the others? I mean, take your pick. You want to go Ohio State and Michigan and, you know, LSU and Bama? And Texas, that's probably it right there. You know, that's probably it right there. Want to go Oregon? Be my guest. You know, it's not, I don't think of, you know, the Oregon, Washington, you know, even USC at this point. even in the class of Ohio State, Michigan, and a few others. I don't. Three other picks. Don't know a lot about them, but I'm going to tell you about who they took next on the ML Sports Platter. This is, of course, a show brought to you by our good friends at CH Insurance. Log on to chinsurance.cc today. Commercial insurance needs and group benefits. Hey, ask CH Insurance how they can help you. Log on to chinsurance.cc today. And hey, on a personal level, just look at your policy and find out if they can get you a free rate quote to save you money. CH Insurance is a proud ML Sports Platter sponsor.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
For those who embrace the impossible, the Defender 110 is up for the adventure. This iconic vehicle has been redefined with a modern design that lets you go further and do more. The exterior is reimagined with compelling proportions and precise detailing, complemented by an interior built with integrity. The Defender capability is legendary. Whether you're facing off-road challenges or harsh weather conditions, its durability has been tested to the extreme. Powerful innovations like the intuitive driver display and award-winning infotainment system keep you connected. Innovative camera technologies deliver unobstructed views and effortless maneuvering. And robust cargo capacity means more room for your gear. Ready for a wide range of adventures, the Defender family features the two-door Defender 90, the Defender 110, and the Defender 130, which seats up to 8. To drive the Defender is to explore with greater confidence. Push what's possible with a vehicle made to go further. The Defender 110. Learn more at LandRoverUSA.com/Defender.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
ML Sports Platter back with you. It's a Vegas Raiders NFL Draft Recap. It's all brought to you by Barks and Rec Doggy Daycare, Brewton Ace Hardware, RV Source of Central New York, and Liverpool Physical Therapy. Hey man, whether it's post-op needs for your shoulder, knee, back, or anything else, or on the daily, you just have a lot of pain, they can help you out with some of that PT at Liverpool Physical Therapy. Maybe you're coming out of a hospital stay for another reason, you got to kind of get back up on your feet again. They'll help you. Pete and the gang, they're doing a great job at Liverpool Physical Therapy, a proud ML Sports Platter sponsor. So three more picks for the Vegas Raiders here. Not really sure about Dylan Laub. I mean, I don't watch New Hampshire football, but they like him, 5'10", 210. You know, there's a lot of guys in this draft, you know, between Laub and Blake Corum and some others in terms of, you know, Ray Davis, who the Bills took. Low to the ground, big bowling ball guys running north and south, catch out of the backfield and just wicked physical, who can come in and run hard, or they're brought in to kind of be a complement to, you know, they're the thunder to a lightning. In the case of the Bills, you know, Davis coming in for to a compliment to James Cook, right? Thunder and lightning here. And that's what Vegas was trying to do here in terms of this size player. Look, he led the FCS in all-purpose yards in each of the past two seasons, set a school record for receiving yards in a game by getting 295 against Central Michigan. So he has the big game ability. He has a lot of that stuff. And it does, in fact, remind me, you know, Laub and his size at 5'10", 210, you know, you're looking at a lot of these guys who you know were taken in this draft. I mean, that's just a really. I'm going to Ray Davis right now, the Bills, to find. Yeah, I mean, he's 5'9", 210. I mean, it's the same. You know, 210, 215. It's the same size. So there's a lot of those guys in this draft. So we'll see what Lobb does for this Vegas team. And then finally, Trey Taylor, Air Force safety, taken in the 7th round. I should mention Lobb was taken in the 6th. And then MJ Devonshire, a Pittsburgh corner, who they like, a guy, you know, 5'11", 190, you know, kind of from that Dane Jackson mold. You know, he's a guy who just, you know, has speed, you know, he can shadow. He played receiver in high school, kind of a guy who, you know, he's just a sense type player, and they're hoping to add to the secondary depth there. And look, if this draft pans out, how will we remember it? Very simple for me. Brock Bowers as an all-time tight end. That's all there is to it. Is he either going to be a bust or a boom? You know? Because I don't see anything in between. I don't see him come, you know, kind of coming to the league and being like this middle ground type of player. Just hang around, kind of a depth piece. No. I think he's either going to boom or he's going to bust. Maybe the bust will be because of an injury or whatever the case may be. But one thing I know is this is a huge, unbelievable target at 6'4", 250. A guy who can be an unbelievable game wrecker, an unbelievable game breaker, an unbelievable talent for this Vegas team. And, you know, the problem, of course, is the quarterback. You know, who the hell's going to get him the football? Who's going to get him the football? But could pan out. Could be a great player. ML Sports Platter brought to you by Stanley Law Offices. Together, they'll work to get you the maximum reward. Find out how at stanleylawoffices.com. And a tip of the cap thank you as well to the Allen Angus Pub, Welch & Company Jewelers, our good friends over at RV Source of Central New York and Ken's Auto Detailing, Brewerton and Cicero area. Make sure you head on over to Ken's and get that detail done today for your car, truck, van, motorcycle, boat, whatever it is. Ken's Auto Detailing, they'll give you a detail and it feels like you drive away with a brand new car. Ken's Auto Detailing is a proud ML Sports Platter sponsor. And as I always tell you, enjoy the games.
Fuel your day at Burn Dairy. Start with a breakfast sandwich or a Shelby donut and hot cup of coffee. Swing by for a giant deli sandwich, a burger, pizza, wings, wraps, or salad. Pick up dinner on your ride home. Plus, Burn Dairy ice cream or cookie witches for dessert. Stuck at work or at home? Burn Dairy can come to you. Download the Burn Dairy app and order all of your favorites delivered by DoorDash. Burn Dairy and Deli. It's all good.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.